Dee from Bothell, who's been holding on for a long time too. Thank you, Dee.
Oh, thank you for your service and for this call. I was calling about cellulitis in the leg below the knee.
Yes, ma'am. By cellulitis, do you mean an infection? There's an infection called cellulitis. It's just under the skin.
Yes.
It's infected.
Yeah, and it's an internal. It's inside the.
Okay, well, that one is almost easy, ma'am. What one does is go to the natural food store, the Toma dispensary, the compounding pharmacies. They all got this stuff. And you need two things. You need a nanoparticulate silver, and it's called NaNO particulate silver. They all got that. And then they have a combination of DMSO and aloe vera gel. And the DMSO is 70%, and the aloe vera gel is 30%. Okay, so first, one sprays or spreads the silver all over that area, and you rub it in good, and you give it a lot of sprays. Then, to make sure it penetrates, you rub in the DMSO and aloe, and that just carries that silver right through those tissues, ma'am. A couple of years ago, I worked with a construction person who had, I'm sounding like the city of Seattle, a construction man who had really injured his arm. He was getting cellulitis like this. They wanted to put him on to antibiotics, and what do you know? He rubbed in the silver and the DMSO and aloe, and he did that several times a day, every day, and the infection went away. Silver kills germs. In case you hadn't heard, the Roman army dumped silver coins into their milk so it wouldn't go bad on them because it killed germs, ma'am. Now, when and if that doesn't work, the other alternative, although it does deliver a lot of iodide, is something real simple. It's called potassium iodide, and potassium iodide will kill any germ there is, as silver will. And so if the silver doesn't work, which you'd know in a few days, but usually you know in a few days that the infection's going away, the silver doesn't work, then you get the potassium iodide, same thing, get it at the natural food store, etc., etc., and you rub that in, and you put the DMSO and aloe over that. Okay, why didn't I start with that? Well, it gives an awful taste in the mouth because once that DMSO and aloe goes over that iodide, it's absorbed 100%, and silver doesn't taste, but the potassium iodide really does. So you got your choice, ma'am. Go for it. And you can usually get rid of cellulitis that way.
The colloidal silver to take that internally, is that helpful?
Yes, ma'am, but it won't do near as good as rubbing it over the cellulitis because you want that. And by the way, specify when you talk to whoever you're buying it from. Specify nanoparticulate, which means they want tiny, tiny silver particles, and those get right in the germs and kill them. But they do it a lot more efficiently if it's rubbed right where the cellulitis is, and then you rub the DMSO and aloe over it.
All right, you do that for several days. That's several times a day and several days.
Several times a day. And you'll notice after a day or two, gee, it seems to be going away here. At least most people notice that. And then so you can cut back your intervals a little bit and just adjust it according to the speed in which the problem's going away, ma'am.
The DMSO is sometimes hard to find in the natural food stores. Did you say that at the dispensary?
Yes, ma'am. We do have it there because this does come up. It's DMSO with aloe vera, and they're in the same container all mixed together.
Oh, they're all mixed together. Oh, okay. I was thinking there were two and you had to mix them. Okay.
No, ma'am. They're already mixed.
70% of the DMSO and 30% of the aloe.
Yep.
Okay.
All in the same gel.
Okay. So can I order those online?
I suspect you can. Yes, you can.
At the dispensary? Okay. All
yep,
right.
Or give them a call. If it's not on the website, give them a call because I know they got it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for calling.